Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Thursday, October 18th, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to go to my Facebook and be a friend, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show, it's 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. I say true that in every sense of the word. Folks, I wanted to hit off on a couple topics before we get back to this education in 1862, talking about our stupefied founding forefathers. And of course, I'm being facetious. They were intellectual giants in every sense of the word. But isn't it interesting, folks, and I've shared this with people, and I really sincerely hate saying this day after day, but I told you so, and I told you so, and I told you so, and you know, it's not arrogance, it's confidence, because I believe what I hear in my heart when I hear what I hear and understand and believe. And just today I found out that, of course, I know everybody out there is, you know, hoping for a better alternative than the one that they have in the White House right now, and rightfully so. But let me remind you what the Prince of Preachers rightly said when it comes down to having to choose between two evils. He said, pick neither. And stuff that we've shared with you guys on the radio show several times on Willard Romney and Barack Hussein Obama and just the absolute hypocrisy and how there's very little difference between the two, hardly any distinction at all if you look at the records. It's also interesting during the debates, friend, they will not blatantly call each other out for their records because they both have records. But I thought it was rather ironic today, friends, that I was doing my homework and I was actually looking at commentaries that on the network, the internet, as to where I'm being placed right now, because we're getting picked up like crazy. We're flourishing like mad. And I was picked up on another website called LifeSite News out of Canada, and they're posting all my commentation. And they had a Romney ad, and I thought this was rather ironic because Romney's now running ads for a pro-abortion agenda. And yet they're on television, I don't know, during their charades that they're playing out, the farce that's going on during the debates, that he's the pro-lifer, he's the right guy, he's the conservative, he's the good guy, right? Well, I want to play an ad for you, and I want you to hear how good of a guy he really is, and why is he playing to the constituents that Obama is really, if you look at it, in essence, it's the base that Obama has, the useful idiots, those that are willing to murder the babies in their own wombs. So let's go ahead and play that ad real quick, and we'll come back, and I want to add something to it, and then we'll jump topics, and I want to get to about three more topics, if I can, before the first segment's over with. So let's go ahead and play that.
You know, those ads saying Mitt Romney would ban all abortions and contraception seemed a bit extreme. So I looked into it. Turns out, Romney doesn't oppose contraception at all. In fact, he thinks abortion should be an option in cases of rape, incest, or to save a mother's life. This issue is important to me, but I'm more concerned about the debt our children will be left with. I voted for President Obama last time. We just can't afford four more years.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Why would Romney appeal to a base of people like that? Friends, I want to ask you a question. How many women out there that you might know, or if you're one of these women, I want to propose a question for you, if I might. Are you like sitting around, I'm speaking to women right now, are you sitting around thinking about contraception? Are you sitting around thinking about your options with abortion? Because, I don't know, I'm not like a newly sprung up chicken here, friends, but I can't recall ever knowing a girl in my life that sat around thinking, and she was just overburdened and troubled by the fact that she didn't know her options when it came to contraception and abortion. But yet, Romney's out there making videos behind the backs of the American people, playing up to a base that Obama appeals to, pro-murderers. And here's the old excuse. Abortion is only for, you know, I just want you all to understand that, you know, we stand, I'm Willard Romney here. We stand behind women that would desire to have an abortion, you know, just the 1-3%. You know, and in case of incest, or maybe it may kill the baby or the mother in the womb, or the mother outside of the womb. Folks, that's been the excuse since day one for Planned Parenthood. Yet 93% of all abortions occur for social reasons. They don't want the kid. 93% of abortions in this country. Oh, folks, just do your best to forget about the 55 million babies that have been murdered in the womb in your country. Why would Romney appeal to Obama's base? 18 states, the populace of 18 states eradicated in the name of pro-choice? Wow. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to hit a couple more topics here. Interesting points, and then we're going to get to education. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Compromise is but the sacrifice of one right or good in the hope of retaining another, too often ending in the loss of both. Now, what's interesting, folks, Gary just said this during the break, the producer, how sly he was to throw this ad out there. Well, I can hear somebody out there saying, well, Bradley, are you saying that you want Obama to stay in office? No, I'm saying, America, why are we settling for either one of these guys? That's all I'm simply saying. And the bottom line is regardless of who is in the White House, as long as we, the people, are holding their feet to the fire, we're going to still have servants working for we, the people. They're not going to be able to go out there and create bureaucracy the way that they have over the last 15, 16, 70, and 80 years in this country. And if they do, it's our job, it's our duty, friends, to abolish that form of government that acts out of the scope of authority and out of their scope of powers. So in saying that, back to Romney, Romney just did an ad. And he was talking about his campaign. They made clear that the administration does not oppose abortion or rape. Concerning rape or incest, I'm sorry. But folks, that's always been the excuse for abortion. That's always been the excuse. 1% and 3%. One incest, 3%. Something might happen to the mother in the process of the baby coming out. Or vice versa. But the fact of the matter is 93% of all abortions are for social reasons. They just don't want the kids. So instead of the church doing their job and the parents doing their job by education, what's happening is they're giving them over to a government that is saying, hey, listen, we can take the parents of your money, the money of your parents, and we can actually just reallocate funds. We'll steal the money and we'll give it to organizations like Planned Parenthood, and they'll give you an abortion at will, and your parents don't need to know about it. That's exactly what's going on. They're stealing taxpayers' money, funding these organizations in the murder of babies. And that means that you are personally responsible before God for every abortion that takes place in this country. Yes, it does. And let me remind you, friends, 55 million babies have been murdered in the womb since 1973. under the guise of law. And it's not law, it's unlaw. That's proper legal terms, friends. Unlaw. That's the equivalent to 18 states eradicated. And friends, Romney just did, behind your back, go and make a pro-murder video. Is exactly what he did. And they appealed to the same base of people that Obama's using. So let's jump over to the next topic. Let me see that last, Charles Sumner said this. From the beginning of our history, the country has been afflicted with compromise. It is by compromise that human rights have been abandoned, friends. Let me say it again. From the beginning of our history, the country has been afflicted with compromise. It is compromise that human rights have been abandoned. That's exactly right. They always advocate themselves as pro-lifers, yet they're the ones murdering on their watch during their administrations the innocent babies in the wombs. But the people are allowing them to do that. You know, the bottom line is, and Benjamin Rush was right when he said that, prevention is better than cure. Why don't they take those same funds and use it to prevent rape and incest through judgment and abolish abortion altogether? That's exactly right. And I don't care what Romney says, and I don't care what Obama says. I care what God says. And you know what God says, friends? He hates hands that shed innocent blood. There's no getting around it. If you think you can go ahead and negotiate that with your creator, go ahead and try. But he already wrote a book. It's called The Bible. Check it out. He doesn't let it fly, friends. Kathleen Sebelius was just found out illegally campaigning for Obama. Interesting. This is the pro-murderer, Kathleen Sebelius. She's a piece of work. So she's being found out for illegally campaigning on the job earlier this year, campaigning for Obama. With whose money? Your money, friends. We got Daryl Issa. Isn't this the same guy that went after Eric Holder for Fast and Furious? And friends, didn't I just tell you that you're only encouraging them to commit violation after violation after violation against you? Didn't I tell you that? By leaving off judgment? Well, here, now they are going forward and they're illegally taking taxpayer money and illegally campaigning for Obama. His staff is. Now they're being found out, and it's the same investigative team. Here's Daryl Issa going after her now. Secretary Sebelius must set the example for federal employees even as she continues to appear at campaign events on your behalf during this election cycle. Last month, the Office of Special Counsel issued a finding that Ms. Sebelius broke a law when she told an audience that reelecting Mr. Obama was hugely, hugely important while on an official business trip. And, of course, Obama is there to defend Ms. Sebelius, saying she made an inadvertent error and is atoned by reclassifying the trip as political in nature and paying for it herself. Folks, how many lies does it take to make one a liar? One, not 100,000. Sebelius is also being found out for health care fraud. You want to go ahead and play that really quick? A little short audio for you on Obama's administration being busted for fraud. Again, friends, just as I said, they would be. Go for it.
What's important about this is the money they're taking out of nowhere. This is not appropriated money. This is money that bypasses Congress and just allows Secretary Sebelius, by calling
Congress
this
is your
what
voice,
she's
friends.
Calling it, to spend $8.3 billion to basically buy an election.
In his letter to HHS Secretary Catherine Sebelius, Issa wrote, quoting now, "Your staff has run out of excuses, and its long delay in providing these documents is inexcusable." HHS has responded in a statement to Fox News by saying, quote, "HHS is currently reviewing the letter. The quality bonus payment demo is providing incentives to more Medicare Advantage plans to provide to improve care, giving more patients high-quality choices in the program. It is consistent with previous demos."
Wow. Wow. How many threats does he need to make before he actually execute the law into judgment against these people? Did you hear that? Bypass Congress. In other words, bypass the voice of the American people. That's your voice, friends. This administration is continuously bypassing. How come nobody's talking about impeachment? How come nobody's talking about treason? Wow. And just think, this is coming from the administration that talks about jobs. Remember, friends, as I've said since day one, government has no business creating jobs. But what are the debates about? Jobs, job creation, job creation. But Obama talks about jobs quite a bit, doesn't he? Yet welfare recipients are up 32%. 47 million dependents he has created, friends. So as I've said in the past, and I say again, everything he does look the other direction. He talks about creating jobs. Nope, he's really getting rid of jobs and creating dependents. Oh, and this is the guy during the debate that was also talking about gun legislation and how we need to get the AK-47s out of the hands of the criminals in America. Well, I didn't know criminals could have guns in America. I knew law-abiding citizens could have guns in America, but I didn't know that criminals were supposed to have guns. No, it's the criminals that we need to deal with, Mr. President, not law-abiding citizens. But you failed to mention that, didn't you? And then you went on to say handguns, which was aim small, miss small, because in essence, you spoke the truth in your confusion. That's really what you're going for, is the gun law abider in America. You want to make sure you can get rid of all their guns. Well, your criminals, through your administration, they can have the AK-47s, but not us peasants, right? I think not, brother from another mother, I think. This is the guy that talks of gun legislation and says we need to get those guns out of the hands of criminals. But, hold on. Slow the roll, dog. Slow the roll, brother. Slow the roll. President Barack Hussein Obama. Slow the roll. Aren't you the brother and your brother Eric Holder? Aren't you the two dogs that put those AK-47s in the hands of Mexican drug lords and are responsible for the death of 300 Mexicans? Yes, it is. But this is the guy talking about gun legislation, arming criminals to blame the American people. Yeah. We lost Brian Terry. Who's responsible for that? The guy that's talking of gun legislation. Who put those guns into the hands of criminals? President Barack Hussein Obama did. That's why during the debate he had to say, Candy, that's enough. Don't say too much. I'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. 1-877-807-9977. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world.
Camel milk has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there, too ill to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm. Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for camel milk, the best kept health secret ever.
I believe the majority of the silent majority, young and old, will sustain the loss of liberties without raising their voices as long as their own lifestyles are not threatened. Since personal peace and affluence are so often the only values that count with the majority, politics, the science of government, has largely become not a matter of ideals. Increasingly, men and women are not stirred by values of liberty and truth, but of supplying a constituency with frosting of personal peace and affluence. They know that the voices will not be raised as long as the people have these things, or at least the illusion of them. I say true that. Ooh, not a good place to put yourself, friends, as we can see. Right before the break, I was talking about how Obama Nation talks of jobs, and yet he's creating dependence. He talks of gun legislation, yet him and Eric Holder are personally responsible for putting machine guns into the hands of Mexican drug lords and are responsible for 300 deaths, namely 299 of them of Mexicans, and one of our Border Patrol agents, Mr. Brian Terry. It's interesting also that Obama, man, one of their, you know, what the communists are talking about today in America, which shouldn't be here in any sense of the word, friends. We should take care of this lawfully and immediately. This administration likes to talk of women, and yet if you look at the affiliations that President Barack Hussein Obama's got, it's interesting that he's got a lot of strong Muslim ties, doesn't he, friends? You ever heard of honor killings? See, these are things that most people don't think through. But yet, during the debates, most Americans will just fall for, oh, he cares for the women. He cares for... No. He's just looking for a version of political manipulation, and he figures out who he has to use to manipulate and to perpetuate his agenda through. That's all he's doing. He's looking for useful idiots. Get used to that word. You know, the conservatives' war on women? Wait a second. Let's go back to your affiliations, Mr. Obama. honor crimes are extremely frequent. So what are honor crimes? Honor killings. Girls who have lost their virginity must reckon with being killed by their families in Muslim nations. A love affair is just as deadly as rape or sexual abuse, even by a family member. The woman is under the same threat if she escapes from a marriage with an unloved man, abusive man, or flees from a marriage arranged by the family, even if she is not involved with another man. The girls, if they have to run away, are tracked down and killed, stabbed, shot, or drenched in petrol, gas, and set alight, drowned, or run over by male family members, or poisoned by their mother or mother-in-law. These are the strong affiliations of the President of the United States. And yet he's talking about the conservatives' war on women. No, you always have to remember what I always say, friends. They pull your hair, they smack your face, and they cry victim. Just look behind their mentality because you'll find that they are the assailants without fail. Does anybody seem to be up in arms about that? Is anybody out there in the state-run media talking about that? How come nobody brings the correlation about so people can figure out, wait a second, he says this, but he actually promotes what he denounces? No. That's what you do. This is what tyrants do. Another case in point with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, I just thought it would be interesting for everybody in this country and 53 other countries to know, is that tyrants get rid of their own. We need to understand that they get rid of people that are in the way, namely in their own cabinet. And some people will say perhaps, well, Bradley, you know, I remember that one time that you said when Hitler got into power, he started to eradicate those in government. Yes, that's what tyrants do. Isn't that what Joseph Stalin did? Yes, of course it is. Isn't that what Mao Zedong did? Yes, of course it is. Isn't that what Benito Mussolini did? Yes, it did, and he did, and they all did. They get rid of their own. Folks, in America today, what's happening is those that are whistleblowing on the president, he's actually prosecuting them as spies. Him and Eric Holder, Attorney General under President Barack Hussein Obama, has prosecuted more government officials for alleged leaks under the World War I era Espionage Act than all the predecessors combined, including Law and Order Republicans John Mitchell, Edwin Meese, and John Ashcroft. See, they prosecute anybody that doesn't agree with their ideology, just like they're trying to do through the state-run media, 24/7 to you, America, and shame on you if you sit down and capitulate. The indictments of six individuals under the spy law have drawn criticism from those who say the president's crackdown chills dissent, curtails a free press, and betrays Obama's initial promise to usher in a new era of open government. No, a new era of closed government. Remember he said transparency? What has he done? He's trying and he's attempting to hide everything that he does. Is everybody with me yet? Are you getting this? Are you catching on? Or are you just believing for face value as what do they say rather than what they do? They say they're a moral tree, but yet the fruit is nothing but corrupt and immoral. Friends, when you look at this administration and the Eric Holders of the DOJ, the Department of Injustice, might I add, you can see the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? It's right in front of your face. But just take him for face value. Just take Romney for face value, friends. Just let the state-run media sidestep the real issues, America. Because they are, and remember, they'll always do what you let them get away with. And they are. Apparently you have forgotten that we are a blood-bought nation. Apparently you have forgotten hundreds and thousands of men and women died to give us what we have, and you let them sit in office and desecrate the memories for what they bought and paid for with their blood. That's disgraceful. That's shameful. It's un-American. It's unpatriotic. When a man lies to you one time in government, get rid of him. Because he'll do it again, and he'll do it again, and he'll do it again. But not when you stand up and mean what you say. Just ask our forefathers. No wonder why these commies and government are attacking our foundations. Because our forefathers knew how to deal with tyrants. They're scared to death of that, friends. They're afraid to death that you're going to catch on to their little games. And games they are, and you are the pawn on the board. One more point, and I'm going to go on here. I'm going to get over to the education. In 1862, considering the elementary mindset in which we'll explore the minds of our forefathers, which, by the way, again, the communists degrade our forefathers as being stupid. And year by year, they're demeaned more and more through the revisionist and the rewritten history that's offered by the professors in colleges in America. It's interesting that the professors become, well, when you look at them, they look more and more like the standard of what our forefathers should have had, when it's completely the opposite way around. It's like the scientist who wants to take credit for what God created. This is stinking ridiculous. Wow. You want to talk about the stupidest people that we have in this country? Go to the colleges. Talk to the professors. They're so intellectually high, friends, that they're so instable and unstable at the foundation when it comes to the things of common sense and judgment. And what did James Madison rightly say? A philosophy? It's common sense with big words. They like to use big words, and I'll tell you why they use big words. Because they don't understand the topics in which they talk about that they can actually explain to someone in common sense terms so they can understand it. Because they themselves don't understand it. And it's the same thing in this government in America. They don't even know what they're talking about. Tell them what the Constitution says and they'll act like you're from China or Japan or some foreign country. What is that? What is that? What was that that you just read? I don't know. What is that? Can you tell me what that means? Inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator? What do you mean Creator? No, I was told that there's no Creator. We're our own gods. We do that which is right in our own eyes. Yep, and then God says that's the oldest sin in the book. It's called idolatry. These offenses taking place against the American people enrage me. More due to the honor of them that died to give us what we have. And I'm telling you what, if you want to jack me up, that's just go there. Go to the veterans. Go to the desecration of the veterans, friends. You might want to take a look at some of the funerals that go on in your country all year round as they're coming home in boxes. You might want to talk to their families and see how they feel about the administration sending their kids over to police other nations, which is unlawful and unconstitutional. As much as I hate to say this, I almost wonder to myself, it seems more permissible for our boys to come back in a box than for the American people to stand up and shut down Congress when it comes to these foreign wars. Our founders would have impeached for the smallest offense because they were jealous over freedom. And see, you don't know what you've got because you didn't have to pay the price, most of you. If you're a veteran, hey, listen, you're the reason I'm here, man. And I thank you. And I'm thanking you right now by what I'm expressing to the rest of the people in this country that just don't get it. One more point. Remember that group that I shared with? Oh my gosh. Freedom Brothers. Ooh, this is so bad. This is so bad. Oh, when are they going to get it? How many times do they have to throw the cow manure up in the air and watch it land right on their own face before they finally figure out they stink to kingdom come? They smell. Freedom from religion, do yourselves a favor. Freedom? Freedom from freedom? Fish free from water? A bird free from air? Hey, you know what we should do is we should send them to a Muslim nation and tell them freedom from religion. See how that flies over there. But America will...
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm so sorry. I blew the whole hour again. Folks, Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott said Wednesday he will defend high school cheerleaders who want to use Bible verses on banners at football games. Abbott had filed court papers to intervene in a lawsuit that cheerleaders at Kuntz High School filed against the school district complaining that a new policy, not law, friends, policy, violated their freedom of speech. In September, district officials told cheerleaders to stop using Bible verses at football games after the Freedom from Religion Foundation complained. I do you hear those cows? Because I can smell them. Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. The atheist group that doesn't believe. I'm serious. We need to call these jokers up and ask them the definition of communism, number one. And number two, what is an atheist and what does he believe? And if he says he believes, how can you believe? How do you tell me the difference between right and wrong and where did you come from? They don't believe that, friends. The fool has said in his heart there is no God, Psalm 14:1. The atheist group argued that using banners with phrases such as "I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me" violates the First Amendment prohibition on the government establishing a religion. Wait a second! "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." That man named Christ Jesus is the one that gave me the freedom in the first place! A bunch of Nubian goats! Oh, I hear him. Oh! Oh, we lost another one! Oh! Oh! Oh, they did it to us again, man! Oh, we haven't had enough fools in America yet to believe, as we don't believe. Oh!
Hey, guys over at Freedom From Religion, do you hear the Nubian goats? They're looking for you, man. They're looking for you. They want you to rub their chinny chin chins. Oh!
After the school told the cheerleaders they could no longer use Bible verses, they filed suit in Hardin County District Court. I'd go after the school, too, by the way. State District Judge Steve Thomas put a hold on the new school policy while he considered the arguments. The cheerleaders continued to make the banners. Good for them. Amen. Hallelujah. You go, girl. He's expected to rule Thursday. Well, friends, he did rule Thursday. And he put his foot on the head of these little Nubian goats called the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Oh. Abbott said that since the cheerleaders create banners without school funding, they qualify as free speech and should not be banned. Freedom of speech is found in the rule of law, friends, not outside of it. By the way, if you want to talk about a violation of freedom of speech, look at Freedom From Religion. They are violating free speech, friends. Do you understand? They are violating free speech. The people that are decrying free speech are the ones that are trying to violate your free speech. Do you see this? Freedom From Religion Foundation complained. Freedom of speech. They violated freedom of speech. They said something we don't like. Well, you're not the originator of law, Nubian goats. Okay? Let's just keep that. Let's keep that straight. All right? It sounds as bad. It's these guys. Do they have any dignity? Do they have any? Do you think these atheists have kids? Because when their kids are born, they probably say, "Well, we don't believe we have parents." I mean, you think? The question is, do they think? Abbott said. The attorney general in Texas, who understands law, said we will not allow atheist groups from outside the state of Texas to come into the state to use menacing and misleading and intimidating totalitarian tactics to try to bully schools to bow down to the altar of secular belief. Secular meaning without God. Yes, indeed. You are the best. You are the best, Mr. Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott. You are absolutely best. And you know what I say to the cheerleaders? You go, girl. I said, you go, girl. Don't you let anybody try to intimidate you. No, sir. Mm-hmm. Especially. And I'm talking about Nubian goats, too. You go ahead and, what would you call that? What would you cackle? You can't say cackle. It's not cackling. Whining bunch of Nubian goats. That's you is. We don't put up with Nubian goats around here. No, no, sir. No, sir. Okay, I got to do this just for the sake of time. I'll take two calls, okay? Crystal, Iowa, Bradley, Sons of Liberty, please make it really quick.
Hey, yeah, you were talking about abortion earlier. Kind of off topic now, but it's the same thing I've been saying every single time I've called in since forever. It's because Christians are not standing up. Because
you're right.
They're not actually Christians 99% of the time.
Thank you. You know what, Crystal? Leave it right there because that's all you need to say. That's all you need to say because they are not Christians. I just posted last week. Thank you for your call, Crystal. I just posted last week. You want to know why people are quiet about their faith? Let me tell you why they're quiet about their faith. Because they ain't got any faith. Faith without works is dead. I don't know about you, but my Bible tells me that the Word of God is like a fire shut up in my bones. It's got to go. I got to slang the Word. Yeah? Bill, Bradley, Sons of Liberty, New York. Woo, we got a New Yorker calling. Thanks for calling, man. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I'm from the suburbs, not the city.
Okay.
All right. The reason why I called is because 80%, it's actually closer to 82.5% of all people who have been denied access to the Second Amendment rights.
Yep.
This is because of being convicted under the tax code.
Right, which nobody knows.
And the thing is that what you have is you have 1,400 some odd pages yeah. of the tax code. And so it means that if you're not
knows.
A super genius, then you're a you're a potential felon.
Right. They're just basically nailing anybody that opposes their ideology in one sense or another sense is all they're doing. Bill, thank you for your call. I totally appreciate it, guys. You're going to have to call in again tomorrow. I got to finish this because, as promised, with my last 4 minutes of the show. Liar, liar, pants on fire. No, I'm hitting the topic. I'm doing the best that I can. I started out on Monday talking about fourth grade questions in 1862 considering geography. Then we went to 1877 considering mental math problems. No pencil, no paper allowed. Then I started talking about the education level of our founding forefathers and what the educational philosophy was in Yale, Princeton, Harvard, so on and so forth. By the way, thank you for the call, Bill. Then I went on to start to show people what our forefathers established and how smart they really were. Crazy stuff. Fourth grade, John Trumbull, beaten ministers. He read the Bible all the way through at the age of 4 years old. 7.5 years old, he passed exam to enter college. They held him back until he was 13 years old. Folks, that wasn't just an isolated forefather. They were all that smart. Then I gave you spelling words for elementary students. And then I talked about the proven elements of sound education in public schools. Let me take you to the first grade in schools in America really quick. I'm going to give you four questions. This is what they were asked in first grade during the foundations of our country. I'll go back to 1877. And by the way, we've seen the fruit of this all the way up until 1962. And then the Supreme Court, acting as if they were above the rule of law, started to rule against heaven. Oh, it's a bad place to do that. When you spit against heaven, you'll surely fall on your own back. And now look what you have in the Supreme Court, a bunch of secularists. And if the best that you have is Scalia, you better wake up and smell the coffee and do a little homework on him too, friends. You see the direction the country's going because these people believe that they're above the law. Here are the questions for first graders in schools in America. Number one, what is the fifth commandment? How many of you people out there that listen to me day after day are professed Christians, and you can't even tell me three of the Ten Commandments, and you say you love God? I've had people tell me, oh, Bradley, I'm a Christian, I love God, but I just don't have any desire to know the Word. Really? That which is born of the Spirit does that which is of the flesh? There's a contradiction there, dog and doggies. What is the fifth commandment? It's honor your father and your mother. Hold them in high esteem. Follow them. As so long as they follow the Lord. Number two, questions asked in first grade in America. What is required in the fifth commandment? Honor. Obedience. That's not called legalism. That's called love. Do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That is the end of the law. Number three, what is forbidden in the fifth commandment? Dishonoring your parents. Number four, what is the reason annexed to the fifth commandment? History will afford frequent opportunities of showing the necessity of a public religion from its usefulness to the public and advantages of a religious character among private persons and the excellency of the Christian religion above all others, ancient or modern. Are you ready for this, professors? Here we go. I hope you're sitting down. All right? Benjamin Franklin said that. Benny Franklin said that. Yeah. Oh, really? Why don't you say that to my face? Professor, huh? Yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, come on. Oh, is that all you got? That's what I thought. Talk to you in 23 hours.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken
Atkin Daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.